How to sign up for a shift in the new faculty proctor scheduling application. First, log into the portal. Once you've logged in, navigate to the Available Assessments page by selecting the link in the navigation. On the Available Assessments page, you'll see a table showing all assessments currently available to you. This includes assessments within the organization you have access to, as well as any assessments that have been shared with all proctors. In this example, I am set up as a proctor for the Department of Management and Organizational Studies under Social Science. I can see assessments under that organization, and I can also see that one assessment from Economics has been shared with all proctors. When signing up for an assessment, you can see whether there are notes associated with it by checking the Notes Present column in the table. If a note exists, the column will say, "Yes." You can view the note by clicking the magnifying glass icon. After clicking the magnifying glass icon, you'll see assessment details and any notes associated with that assessment. The note may have been added by your faculty administrator or imported from our Exam Central system, where it would have been visible to students. From this page, you can return to the Available Assessments page or add the assessment to your schedule by clicking the purple Add to My Schedule button. I'll add this one to my schedule, and then I'll show you how to add assessments directly from the Available Assessments page. When adding an assessment from the magnifying glass view, you can return to the Available Assessments page by clicking the blue button, or go to your schedule by clicking the purple button. I'll click the blue button to go back. Now that we're back on the Available Assessments page, you can quickly add assessments to your schedule by clicking the blue Sign Up button on the right side of the row. I'll add one of these assessments now. When an assessment is added to your schedule, any other assessments that overlap with that time block are automatically removed from the Available Assessments page. The system prevents overlapping bookings to help ensure you don't overbook yourself. Next, I'll navigate to the assessment schedule. You can open this page using the link in the navigation. On the assessment schedule page, you'll see your upcoming assessments ordered by their start date. You can also open the magnifying glass view from the upcoming assessments table, the past assessments table, and the archived assessments table to review details at any time. If you are no longer able to work an assessment you signed up for, you can click the purple cancel button in the upcoming assessments table to cancel the shift. This option is not available within the 72-hour window before the shift. If you need to cancel during that 72-hour window, contact your faculty administrator and they will be able to remove you. After completing a shift, you will need to complete a shift and report. You can do this from the past assessments table. In the right-hand column, you'll see a shift and report button. Click this to complete the report. In the shift and report form, you can review the assessment details and then choose the attendance, actual start time, actual end time, and add any notes. If you arrived early because it was required, adjust the actual start time accordingly. If you had to stay late, adjust the actual end time as well. This information is included in the report sent to your faculty administrator. If you did not attend, if you showed up but were sent home, or if you worked your shift normally, select the appropriate attendance option. You may add notes to give more context to your faculty administrator. When you're finished, click Submit Report. Your report will be available to your faculty administrator for review, and your hours will be accessible to them. This concludes how to sign up for a shift as a proctor in the new faculty proctor scheduling system.